Love rarely follows a straight path. For Madeline Hurst, that path took an unexpected turn when Kyle Robbins, the boy who broke her heart years ago, pulled up to the luxury mansion she was showing in his forest green Aston Martin. No longer just the troubled teenager she once knew, Kyle was now a towering NFL rookie with the Seattle Seahawks, his face plastered across billboards nationwide. Behind his newfound fame stood the same piercing blue eyes that once made her believe in love, before he disappeared without explanation, leaving her alone with life-altering consequences. Their unexpected reunion set the stage for a second chance neither saw coming, one that would force them to confront painful truths about their shared past while navigating an uncertain future.
Desperation often makes strange bedfellows. As a real estate agent fresh from an abusive marriage, I needed Kyle's multi-million-dollar commission more than I needed to protect my heart. The $200,000 earnings could help me move my 6-year-old son Sebastian across the country, away from my ex-husband Marshall's control. Despite our divorce, Marshall retained partial custody, his respected veterinarian status concealing his true nature. The court saw only his professional facade, not the man who bruised my arms and used intimidation. Though he'd never harmed Sebastian physically, I feared our son would either witness his father's abuse or become its target. The irony, the first boy who broke me, could now be my salvation. When Kyle noticed my missing ring and bruises, he proposed a solution, a fake relationship where he'd shield me from Marshall while I accompanied him to events. I agreed with conditions: no confrontations with Marshall, minimal physical contact, and Kyle's presence during interactions with my ex. What began as business soon revealed deeper currents neither of us was prepared to acknowledge.
Kyle had perfected his public persona, the cocky NFL rookie who kept people at arm's length. Only his friend Braden saw through to the wounded man beneath. Our history was complicated. I had been his babysitter when he was 15, our relationship deepening until ending abruptly with what he believed was my rejection. Kyle thought I had suddenly cut off contact, but in reality, his parents had orchestrated our separation through a deliberate misunderstanding. The truth emerged during a dance at his teammate's wedding. When Kyle mentioned my telling him to stay away, I was confused. I had never said that. His parents had never told him I was pregnant. They had lied to us both, telling Kyle I wanted him gone while letting me believe he had abandoned me. "I never asked you to stay away," I confessed tearfully. "I told your parents I was pregnant, and they lied to us both." The revelation devastated Kyle. I had lost both the baby and him, suffering alone while he believed I had rejected him. In that moment, Kyle promised we would stay together. Him, me, and Sebastian, forever.
Trust rebuilding began with meaningful moments. Kyle bonding with Sebastian over pancakes and rock collections, showing genuine interest in my son. When Sebastian asked to call Kyle Dad, Kyle was deeply moved. Later, Sebastian tearfully shared he was happy because we're finally going to be a real family. Profound words from a child who had witnessed his mother's suffering and his biological father's emotional distance. Our peace was disrupted when Marshall burst in drunk, threatening Kyle and claiming me as his wife. Sebastian later admitted sometimes wishing Kyle was his real dad. Marshall's threats of seeking custody prompted Kyle's protective proposal. Later, Kyle arranged a proper proposal at a house on Puget Sound. Surrounded by twinkle lights and friends, he promised to share my burdens and protect Sebastian. I accepted, finally believing everything might be okay. Our relationship faced its greatest test with my pregnancy, a second chance at what we'd lost years before. Kyle's joy was complete when he asked to tell Sebastian himself, reassuring him he'd remain equally important in our lives. Our court case ended with me gaining full custody of Sebastian. When Marshall erupted in anger, he rejected even supervised visitation, telling Kyle, "If you want the kid so badly, you can have him." The judge accepted this as surrender of parental rights and approved Kyle's step-parent adoption. Though Marshall's rejection hurt Sebastian, it allowed Kyle to legally become the father he already was in practice. Sebastian taking Kyle's last name symbolized our family's unity and his choice of the parent who truly loved him. Later, Kyle's mother, Lynette, reached out, wanting to meet her granddaughter, Raven. Holding her, she whispered, "You've always brought out the best in him. I'm sorry I didn't stand up for that when I should have." Though I couldn't say it was okay, I welcomed her presence now. This reconciliation showed healing can span generations. While our relationship remained complicated, Lynette's involvement in our children's lives proved that even deep wounds can eventually mend. 1 year after Raven's birth, Kyle and I married overlooking the Pacific Northwest. 8-year-old Sebastian guided his sister down the aisle as she scattered rose petals. Despite his biological father's absence, Sebastian thrived, especially as a big brother. At the altar, Kyle grew emotional seeing me in my lace dress. His vows revealed how deeply he knew me, from my Earl Grey preference to my mac and cheese habits, promising infinite love. I kissed him before the official pronouncement as our guests cheered. Our story isn't just about second chances, but about courage after heartbreak. Life's false starts often lead to beautiful journeys. Family isn't defined by blood, but by choice, the daily decision to love and support one another through challenges. What makes a family real is facing struggles together. Kyle and I created what neither of us had growing up, a home where love flows freely, mistakes are forgiven, and everyone belongs unconditionally. What does it mean to truly come home? For Kyle and me, home wasn't a place but a feeling, the sense of complete belonging we found in each other's arms. After years of separation caused by lies and misunderstandings, after heartbreak and abuse, we had finally found our way back to each other. During our baby moon in the Maldives, I shared my dreams of writing about surviving abuse and finding self-love. Kyle encouraged me, believing my story could help countless women facing similar challenges. This embodied our relationship, mutual support, and freedom to dream without fear. Kyle saw my past as evidence of strength. I viewed his childhood trauma as what shaped his protective nature. As we built our life, Kyle prioritizing family over his NFL career, me finding my voice as both mother and writer, we created a legacy of resilience. We proved that love doesn't erase painful pasts, but provides strength to face them together. Our story teaches that apparent false starts can become beautiful beginnings if we have the courage to try again.